Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are taking you straight onto the red, or, well, in this case, the green carpet.
Right onto the green carpet.
Exactly. Our focus is high fashion, high wattage celebrity style. And we're going to talk about the surprising evolution of a material that until very recently was, well, it was confined pretty firmly to the niche. I'm talking about latex.
That's absolutely right. We've got sources here detailing the London premiere of the second Wicked movie, Wicked, for good.
A huge event.
Oh, massive. Star-studded Leicester Square. You had Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo, yeah. The whole cast. But we are really zeroing in on one single unforgettable look.
And our mission today is to take that one show-stopping outfit worn by author and activist Monroe Bergdorf and just break it down. We'll analyze the technical details and then trace that thread.
The thread being how a single celebrity look can act as a launchpad.
Exactly. How it can launch a tricky material right into the mainstream. It's a shortcut, really, to understanding how niche becomes normative.
It's sort of the highest profile endorsement you can get, and that just opens the door for everyone else.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's talk about the emerald magic that Monroe Bergdorf brought to that premiere on November 11th, 2025.
The visual impact alone was just stunning. I mean, choosing a bright, vivid emerald green was such a masterful nod to the whole Emerald City theme.
The perfect color for the event, yeah.
But the color is really only half the story. The material choice, and more importantly, the specific structure and tailoring, that's what makes this a critical fashion moment.
So we're talking about a full ensemble from the London designer at Tsukokudo, or AK. They're pretty much synonymous with modern high fashion latex.
They really are.
But the key here, and what I think you really need to understand, is how the designer engineered the material to get that regal status, to pull it completely out of its old historical context.
Exactly. I mean, this wasn't just some standard simple latex dress.
No, not at all.
It was a combination of two very specific, highly tailored pieces. The first part was the top half. They call it the Storm Cup suit.
And just looking at the technical description, the Storm Cup suit is doing some heavy lifting here.
A lot of work.
It's a full sleeve bodysuit, which is already a bit unexpected for a red carpet look, but it has these underwired, formed breast shapes, a high neck, and perfectly fitted sleeves.
And that structure is so vital. You know, when we think of tailored elegance in materials like, say, silk or crepe, the structure comes from things like internal boning, right? Or a heavier drape.
Sure.
With latex, the material itself acts like a second skin. But Kudo is adding traditional tailoring like the underwire, the firm high neck, to give it the kind of structural integrity you need for a major public event. It's chic, it's covered, and it's incredibly architectural.
And then you add all the drama below the waist.
That's where the skirt comes in. It's actually named the Monroe skirt, which is perfect.
Very fitting.
And it just completely transforms the silhouette. It's this full-length, flared skirt. So it gives you that classic, glamorous, flowing red carpet moment. But again, the technical details matter so much. The upper section is beautifully fitted, and then it just explodes into this extended train.
With the crucial punctuation mark, of course.
The full-length thigh split. Very dramatic.
That thigh split, combined with the way the fitted bodice flows into the train, I mean, that is the definition of high drama. And for you listening, the real aha moment here is seeing that latex isn't just being used for its shine. It's being used because it can hold this powerful, dramatic silhouette. It has structural integrity.
It creates this perfectly sculpted, almost statue-like appearance. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly photogenic because the material itself is doing all the work of holding that flawless shape.
Okay, so this partnership, it wasn't an accident. Our sources make it really clear that Bergdorf is a consistent, powerful advocate for Tsukokudo. And we need to frame this history not just as trivia, but as the actual mechanism of normalization.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is the sheer consistency. I mean, Bergdorf wearing AK creations goes so far beyond a single stylist's choice.
Right.
She wore their designs for the Barbie movie premiere. She walked the catwalk for them at Paris Fashion Week. And she wore them at Beyoncé's Renaissance tour.
Wow. Okay, so that's three completely different cultural environments. A Hollywood blockbuster, a high fashion week, and a global music tour.
Exactly.
And she wore the same material from the same designer every time. Why does that repetition matter so much for the wider industry?
Because it establishes legitimacy. Simple as that. If a material can perform successfully across all those diverse high-profile stages, the whole narrative shifts instantly.
It's no longer an outlier.
It's not. It becomes a dependable, high-fashion fabric. Mm. The audience starts to associate latex with elegance and power, not just some niche subculture.
And it seems the Wicked franchise itself is part of this routine now, too. It's almost like Atsukakudo latex is baked into the franchise's red carpet identity.
It really is. Our sources pointed out that this isn't a coincidence. It's a clear trend. Almost exactly 12 months earlier, at the first film's premiere, Amanda Holden and Hanamai were also photographed in Atsukakudo latex.
So it's becoming a thing, a recurring theme.
A recurring theme. This consistent use at the same event, year after year, just solidifies the material's place in the mainstream red carpet vocabulary.
So if that's the high fashion strategy, consistent, repeated, high-profile appearances, where does that confidence start to trickle down to? That consistency is what forces the bigger shift in fashion. And this is where, for me, it gets really interesting.
This is where we see the material break free from the red carpet entirely. While Monroe Bergdorf is showing off the high regal glamour, our sources show this immediate expansion of latex into, well, into casual and accessible territory.
Even comfortable, apparently.
Even comfortable. The normalization is taking hold.
Casual latex still feels like a bit of a contradiction to me. You know, when I think of latex, I think high shine, drama, maybe feeling a little sticky.
And that's precisely why the details Khloe Kardashian popularized are so crucial. The sources talk about her defining the casual latex trend with all black, but, and this is key, matte ensembles.
Ah, the finish.
The finish changes everything. High shine screams, performance, drama. A matte finish, though. It instantly reads more like a conventional fabric, like leather or maybe a heavy jersey. It brings the visual drama way down so the focus can shift to fit and structure.
Which makes it much easier to mix into an everyday wardrobe. That's a huge technical distinction. You change the texture, you change the whole perception. But the move toward comfort, that seems even more radical.
It is. And the Married at First Sight UK star Ella Morgan really drove this point home. She wore a high-neck bodysuit from a brand called Scarlet Society.
Okay.
And she paired it with an iconic Bingham blazer and jeans. Just think about that pairing for a second.
Latex jeans and a blazer.
A material often associated with being restrictive, tucked under a staple denim and blazer combo. It's the ultimate proof that the trickle-down effect is working.
So the high fashion world used tailoring and structure to elevate the material. And now the mainstream is just using styling, pairing it with existing wardrobe staples to minimize its shock value and maximize its versatility.
And this movement is so real now that the industry has had to create a whole new language around it. We're not just seeing sporadic looks anymore. We're seeing user manuals.
I found the style guide references so telling. When in a material has dedicated articles called must-see tips for wearing latex in summer,
right,
you just know it's moved from niche fetish wear to a genuine category in the mass market. The existence of guides like Dawn Till Dusk and Latex means people are seriously considering it for all-day wear.
It shows that designers like Kudo are part of a wider ecosystem. You mentioned Libidex. They've been innovating for over a quarter century, and Ardor Latex. These are the companies solving the practical problems.
The breathability, the cleaning.
The longevity, all of it. They're the ones making it possible for red carpet drama to become, you know, Tuesday afternoon wear.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving the material's viability across the entire spectrum.
So it's a complete arc of normalization. We started on the green carpet with that shimmering emerald glow of Monroe Bergdorf, defining red carpet excellence. That consistent repetition legitimized the material.
Right. So if we kind of zoom out and connect this to the bigger picture, this deep dive really shows the critical role that celebrity endorsement plays.
Mm-hmm.
Bergdorf didn't just wear a dress.
Yeah.
She provided consistent, high visibility data points showing that latex is a serious, sophisticated choice. And that paved the way for the exploration of matte finishes and structural adaptability, which let someone like Ella Morgan pair it with denim.
The journey from custom-tailored underwire drama to a simple bodysuit under a blazer is so fast and so powerful, it just shows the velocity of modern fashion trends once they get that high-level cultural permission.
Exactly. But let's circle back for a second to where we started, to those intricate design choices in that emerald gown. We talked about the underwired cups, the high neck, the fitted sleeves.
All elements focused on structure and restraint.
Precisely. So beyond the sheer aesthetic power of the shine and the color, consider this as a final provocative thought. Given the high stakes, long duration nature of a red carpet event, where you spend hours under hot lights, photographed from every conceivable angle, what functional practical advantage does a meticulously structured material like high quality latex offer that traditional flowing fabrics might lack?
Huh.
Think about it. Think about how it resists creasing, how it maintains an absolutely perfect sculpted line no matter what. That structural integrity could be seen as a silent, practical weapon in the world of high-stakes public relations. And that's something for you to mull over, as this once niche material fully claims its spot in the fashion mainstream.
A perfect synthesis of form and function to end on. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into latex fashion's new era. We'll catch you next time.